Barbie doll.
Good to hear from you.
How are you, Paul?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, guess what this is?
This is Better Bitter Banter.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2.
Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for tracking us down, however we managed to do it.
Absolutely, and I would like to thank both of our subscribers, Paul's mom and my mom.
I think actually I'm one of them, so I don't think your mom subscribed.
Good!
Yeah, you better get her on the phone.
Guys are kind of standing there looking at heavy machinery.
Yeah.
And then you get past it, and the sign that says you're out of it, for some reason, it says end road work. Like it's a protest sign.
In addition to that, it's a protest sign directed at you. Like, you're the one doing the road work?
End road work now.
I think that the majority of the construction workers see that sign as an excuse to not do their jobs. It seems like you drive by those things, and it's always like four guys talking about what the one guy over there is stupid enough to be doing. You know, and then there's the guy with the sign.
It's like, so really, they're like sitting on the fence of a political issue. They're not slacking off. They're not just ruining my drive.
No. Yeah, I know. There's a sign over here that's telling us to end it. We're discussing whether or not to end it. And then there's the one crazy-ass scab over there who's like, I got work to do. I want to earn my money. And, somebody's calling me. Why is it every episode somebody has to call me? It's my boss. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. I will,
Hello?
I'm going to... Sing. I think I'm going to do a jazz version of a song by Pink. I'm coming out, so you better get this party started. I'm coming out. It could be dangerous. It could be a terrible thing. I don't know.
But it's almost certainly sticky.
Exactly.
That's
and it has a unique aroma.
Ugh, that's kind of gross.
All right.
Ugh.
So, what else have you got today?
Well, I've been watching the news because I don't have really much of a life recently. But so I even occasionally watch Fox News. Yeah, I know. I can't help myself. You know, because it's during the day, and I don't really think that they believe they have any, viewers during the day, so they pretty much get to do whatever they want. I think it's like earlier in the day on Fox News, the more likely you are to see some completely insane stuff, which is what I love about Fox News, is they're really trying to compete. They're trying to compete with soap operas. Things happen during the day, and they have pretty inane ways of talking about it. They're pretty lazy. And, at night, once they've got all their ducks in a row, then they can give you the story. But during the day, so anyway, during the day, you get a lot of crazy stuff. But they were talking about O.J. Simpson. And this is fantastic, okay, because, you know, the thing about O.J. was weeks ago. Like, he's just being, like, arraigned, and they're just talking about stuff in the case. So there's very few developments. There's very few interesting things to talk about.
Real quick question about this, though.
Yes.
How many legal experts did they call on to talk about the development?
None. It was the opinion of I don't know her name. It's just some anchor. So, but the interesting thing that happened was at the very end of the segment, the anchor says, "And another interesting fact about O.J. Simpson is that he is one of the largest tax debtors in the state of California." All right, that's not really relevant, but at least it's talking about the same person. And it could have been anything like that.
And Naked Gun? What?
Naked Gun what? He was an actor? And then it moves on very quickly to, hey, there's some other people in California who are also big debtors. And those would be Dionne Warwick and Sinbad. They all owe over $1 million in debt to Dionne Warwick
and Sinbad.
Yeah, now you're probably wondering, like, what does it have to do with O.J. Simpson? I racked my brain. I was sitting there for like it. I had to turn off the TV and sit down. Like, what possible connection could these three people have?
That they volunteered on stage? No,
I doubt that. I mean, they have, but. But that can't be the connection that Fox News is trying to make.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm developing a theory. Okay. So Dionne Warwick, did she used to do the psychic commercials?
Yes.
Okay. And
she was a singer before she went crazy.
Right. And Sinbad was on Different World.
Yeah, you're getting close.
Okay. This all has to do with Bill Murray.
No. This all has to do with Bill Cosby.
Yes.
They Fox News was trying to tell everybody that people who have all been on the Cosbys, or people that are on the Cosbys, are more likely to be tax debtors.
The Cosby implication.
The Cosby implication, correct. So way to go, Fox News, for their investigative brilliance. They've uncovered some startling statistics.
I wonder if Theo has been paying his taxes.
You know he hasn't. You know, I trust Fox News. I didn't look into it myself. I didn't check it out to see that if all members of the Cosby Show, or people who had appeared on the Cosby Show, you know, were all tax debtors, or if it was just a startlingly high collusion.
You know, right now, Tempest Bledsoe is like being audited.
Yes, of course. And who's the guy? Dwayne Wayne? He's screwed. Because he was on he was on Cosby and A Different World.
Oh yeah, that's like that. He's gonna be like hanging out with Doug E. Doug for a while.
Yeah. No, it just goes to show you that you have to stay on top of things with Fox News, because they're gonna try to slip in all this information when you're not really thinking about it. It's some tricky business in there. But yeah, there you go. That's my news item of the day.
That is outstanding.
This is where the party ends. I can't. stand here listening to you and your racist friend. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you and your racist friend. It was the loveliest party that I've ever attended.
Oh, I have one more piece of news. Come on.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Scientists, these are clinical psychiatrists. Okay, here's a new story.
At a university, probably.
Well, actually, it didn't say. I think this was published in. I think this is just something out of USA Today that I read. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's just a statistical little thing that they thought was interesting. It seems that single men, their range of sexual partners is the variety and frequency of sex that they have is highly affected by whether or not they have a bathroom fan. It's amazing, actually.
Is it a direct or an inverted correlation? More bathroom fans, more sex, or
exactly. It's not a direct
more bathroom fans, less sex.
Correct. It is if you have a bathroom fan. Apparently, guys have all matter of getting women into their apartments, but it is keeping them there. That is the trick, and. Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, I have, what else? What other wonderful things are happening in the life of Paul? More from the Careless Fairy.
Oh, very good. The Careless Fairy.
Yes. I've received a ton of Careless Fairy, catalogs, which are really good. hold on 1 second. They're not right in front of me.
Tell me you got, like, some L.L. Bean. Is it for like a bunch of furniture, like Swedish furniture, like the Flumkabin?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Furniture.
I'm back.
All right. Okay. I made some guesses. L.L. Bean and furniture.
No. I promise you, you've never heard of these because I have never. This is like the greatest. Okay. It's from Home and Garden. It's the byline for the magazine is heirloom decor with enduring appeal, and it's basically just like a catalog of either the dumbest, tackiest, or outright gayest things imaginable. All right, there's a. I wish I could. All right, for instance, I'll just flip to a random page. T-Rex dinosaur trophy wall sculpture. It's a the front half of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So it's got the wimpy little arms and the Tyrannosaurus head, and it's in a frame, and it goes on your wall. Or it goes on somebody's wall.
No, is it like a portrait or like a relief?
No, it's a sculpture. According to the magazine, it weighs 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, this is good. Do you know
who... it's not like life size.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that's enough for today. I will be reading I never gave the name. It's Toscano. Design Toscano. It's 50 pages long, 60 pages long, and every page has something incredibly stupid on it. So
outstanding.
Yeah, so I'll be reading from that on a regular basis.